Avishai David, Shir Iyun, on the Daf Yomi of the week, for Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bo. There's a well-known machlokes among the Dolei Rishonim regarding the obligation of Kriyas HaTorah. Most Rishonim assume, and that seems to be the Pashtus of the Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Chav Gimel on the Beis, the Mishnah has a list of items that require a minyan. And the Mishnah tells us that Ein Karin Batorah Pachas Me'asara. Kriyas HaTorah requires a minyan. Mishnah has a list of other things as well. So, a number of times I was zochet to hear from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal that when he was a young man and he was talking to his grandfather, Hagoyen Rav Eliyahu Feinstein from Pruzhna. So his grandfather told him he didn't understand the position of his other grandfather, of Rav Eliyahu Pruzhna's Mechudin, who was Hagoyen Rav Chaim Briske Zatzal. Rav Chaim Briske was incredibly makpid on Kriyas HaTorah. Ad kedei kach, if there was no minyan in a close kind of setting, so he would actually travel and go out of his way to find the minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. He was incredibly makbid on Kriyas HaTorah. Apparently he held that Kriyas HaTorah is a cheves yochid. It's an obligation that devolves upon each individual. As opposed to what seems to be the simple pshat in the Mishnah, that in Karim Batera, Pachas Me'asara, that it's a Chayvas Tzibur. So, of course, the question was posed to him by his Mechudin, by Rav Eliyahu Feinstein. Why is it when it comes to Tefillah B'Tzibur, there, it's a Davar Yadua, that the Briskas are more Mekel, for all kinds of reasons. And they're not as Makbet as they are in Kriyas HaTorah. It would seem, Punk Faket. The opposite should be true. That in Tefillah B'Tzibur, one should be incredibly makbid, because, as Chazal tell us, that the Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Ches, and elsewhere, that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moed B'Tfilasim Shel Rabim, Tefillas HaTzibur, Nishmas Tomid, the way the Rambam writes as well, and the Shulchan Aruch, one should be Mishtadel to Daven B'Tzibur. So that certainly is a fundamental requirement. In contradistinction, the Kriyas HaTorah, which is a Chayvas Tzibur, it devolves upon the Tzibur, and therefore there's no obligation on each Yochid. So why is there such a distinction? This question was posed by Rabbi Eliyahu Feinstein to his Mechudin, Rabbi Chaim Briske. And he showed Rabbi Chaim Briske the words of the Ramban in Maseches Megillah, which seemed to indicate that Kriyas HaTorah is an obligation that devolves upon a tzibur, not upon each yochid. But Rabbi Eliyahu Feinstein said, "Ich ken my mechudin. I know my mechudin well." And mit sein eisene ivre, the way he interprets things, he'll take that Ramban, and he will show that he's correct. And then my understanding of the Ramban, which is based on, I'm from the Yidden who come before Matan Torah, and Rav Chaim is from the Yidden who come after Matan Torah, a new Mahalach, a new Derech. So what Ramban was Rav Eliyahu Feinstein referring to? And the answer is the Ramban that's found here in the Maamar Kamos, in the Dapi Arif and Daf Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara says in Megillah, on Daf Hey Amad Aleph, the Gemara there tells us the Halacha regarding Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmana, as opposed to Kriyas HaMegillah Shalom Bizmana. The Gemara says, if one reads the Megillah on the proper day that one is supposed to read it, Megillah Bizmana, Rav said, Karin Osafi L'Biyochid. One can read it even as an individual. Why? Because that's the day, Yudalid, which there's an obligation upon each Yochid to read the Megillah, as Rashi comments, and there's Pirsum Anes, even without 10 people. However, Shaloi Bizmana, such as Kfarim HaMakdim L'Yom HaKenisa, they dafka require a minyan. Because there's a need for Pirsa Manes, which Shalom is mana, is not extant. Ravasi is cholek. He claims Ben Bismana Ben Shalom is mana Basara. The Gemara says over there, Habu Uvda, the Chosh Larav, Lahod Ravasi. He was Choshesh for the position of Ravasi. And therefore, he Dafka insisted on having a minion for Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Balamor and Ramban have a famous machlekes, and this is quoted by the Ran and the Avgilon and Aleph, but it's right there, you look at the Ramban, the Balamor, first the Balamor, who asks an Abi Kasha. The Rif Paskins Alocha, that Akoryas HaMegillah Shalom Bismanah, requires 10 people. So the Balamor asks, if the Rif is correct, so therefore, this din should have been included in the litany of items mentioned by the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah has a long list of items that require a minyan, among them Kriyas HaTorah, and the other items that I mentioned. Why did the Mishnah also not list this halacha? That Kriyas HaMegillah Shalom Bismanah requires a minyan. And it's not listed in the Mishnah among the items that require a minyan. The Mishnah says, Ein prosen al hashma, ein oivin lefne ha-teva, ein neisim es kapeyen, ein karim batar pochot me-asara, and Kriyas HaMegillah Shalom Bismanah is not found there. And therefore the Balamor decided to reject the position of the Rif. And the Balamor contends, la-alocha, if you read the Megillah Shalom Bismanah, does not require a minyan. It's only la-chatchila requirement, but it's still the Nama Akev. So the Ramban right away responds to this Eisen Akasha of the Balamor in the following way. You look at the Ramban and the Avgim Lamed Aleph. The Ramban writes the following language in the Milchamas Hashem, and it's cited by the Ran there and the Avgim Lamed Aleph as well. The Ramban says, Hashnuyim b'mishnaseinu, those items that are found in our Mishnah, kulam chayve satziburhein. We're talking about obligations that devolve upon the tzibur. The Siyas Kapayim, Oivul Tzina Teva, Kriyas HaTeira, Ve'enon Ela B'muchuyovim B'davar. And it refers to those items that a person is obligated to carry out. Ava Megillah, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, K'shem Shat Tzibur Chayav, Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid Chayav. Megillah is both a Chayvas Tzibur and a Chayvas Yochid. It devolves upon the Tzibur, and as well devolves upon each Yochid, each individual. It's mechuyav to go ahead and lay in the Megillah. And he writes further, v'yochid shalo kara, tzarech hasar, mishum pisu menisa. If I have a yochid, and he didn't read the Megillah in the proper time, he has need of a minyan, because of pisu menisa. Uben sheyotzu hein v'shalo yotzu, karen b'yud. Whether they were yotze or they weren't yotze, you need a minyan. Lohotzi ha-yochid. Mashenkim sharkol ha-mitzis. And as the Ramban contends, that there's a distinction between Kriyas HaMegillah Shalom Bismanah, that requires a minyan, and that, in contradistinction to all the other items mentioned in the Mishnah, is markedly different. Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chayves Yochid. Each person is obligated to hear the Megillah. There's a din that is Mechayev every individual. However, how am I Nekayim the Mitzvah? In the context of 10 people of Asara. Mashen Ken, all the other obligations mentioned in the Mishnah, are purely a chayvas tzibur. The siyas kapayim. If there's a tzibur, there's an obligation to have clearly the siyas kapayim. Over the ateva, a shriyat tzibur, to be meitzi. That's a chayvas tzibur. So there are no obligations in the Mishnah that are chayvas yochid. Only a chayvas tzibur. And therefore the Ramban contends that kriyas haTorah that's mentioned in the Mishnah with all the other items, that's a chayvas tzibur. There's no chayvas yochid regarding kriyas haTorah. If there are 10 people, there's an obligation to hear the Torah. If there aren't 10 people, there's no obligation for kriyas haTorah. The halacha of 10 people is essentially a din that if I have a chiyav that's mutal kol yochid v'yochid, so then the halacha says by kriyas haMegillah, so the way to be mekayim that chayvas yochid is by having asara, by having 10 people. And therefore there's a marked distinction between the din of Kriyas HaMegillah Shalom Bismanah, which is essentially Chayvas Yochid, but needs a tzibur in order to be fulfilled, And that is in contrast, stark contrast, to all the dinim that I mentioned in the Mishnah in Megillah Chaf Gimel Beis, which refer to Dafka, a Chavrat Sibur. Even according to the Ramban, one could argue that even though Kriyas HaTorah may be perhaps a Cheves Yochid, and the 10 people that are required are only in order that that Cheves Yochid should be fulfilled, but still, there's a distinction between Kriyas HaMegillah, Shalobas Mano, and the Din of Etzibur regarding Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaMegillah, just like as we mentioned, it's a Cheves Yochid, so the Kiyam HaMitzvah is also essentially a Kiyam of a Yochid. The fact that I need Asara is only because of Pesu Menisa, as Rashi commented on Daf Hayam at Aleph. So therefore, the Kiyam has to be Mekuyam in the context of Etzibur. But Kriyas HaTorah, even if one assumes it's a Cheves Yochid, but the Kiyam HaMitzvah is only Etzibur. And the Nafkamina would be, with reference to Megillah, since it's Pesu Menisa, so therefore many Rishonim contend that even a woman could be Mitzdaref to the 10 people. That's what the Ran writes in the second paragraph of Maseches Megillah. Hagos Ashri, in the first paragraph of Megillah, has a suffix about it. He writes over there, Miu Misafkalei Shalobizmano. If a Megillah is read Shalobizman, Ibeinun Shukulam B'nei Mitzvahs K'mokalatunim Asara, all of them have to be Mechuyah B'davar, Odil Mahol Veinu Al Pesum Enisa, Alva B'sheinu B'nei Mitzvahs Ika Pesum Enisa. So the suffix could also be equally applicable to Ketanim, but undoubtedly the Gabi Kriyas HaTorah, there you require a din tzibur, because the kiyam is a kiyam of a tzibur. And unquestionably there, nashim ketanim cannot be mitzuruf to asara. There's a fascinating discussion in the Sefer Moadim Uzmanim of Agoin Rav Shtermbach Shlita, machlokes the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav regarding Kriyas HaMegillah Basara. The Chazon Ish held, if 10 people read the Megillah, each one with his own Megillah, and read it simultaneously, that's called Kriyas HaMegillah Basara. Even though it's not one Shliach Tzibur who's being motzi them, each one is reading the Megillah individually, but all at the same time, Vasachas, that's considered to be Kriyas HaMegillah Basar. Rizkov have said no, that one has to read and the others have to hear. And unquestionably, this is a fascinating machlokas between Rizkov and the Chazon Ish. But there's no question regarding Kriyas HaTorah that there's certainly Echad Korei, and that person is motzi the tzibur. Mashenken by Kriyas HaMegillah, where the perhaps the requirement for asara is mishum pesu minisa. So maybe this is the argument of the Chazon Ish. Each one of the 10 people has his own Megillah, reading individually. So that's considered to be sufficient, because it's a dinner pesu minisa primarily, and that could be mekuyim. And the Briskov held no, Kriyas HaMegillah by asara is a din tzibur. And certainly, there's no connection between each of these individuals who are reading the Megillah individually. That's a famous machlokes, the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav. So, here we have a very fascinating machlokes between Rav Chaim Brisker, who held that Kriyas HaTorah was a Cheves Yochid, as opposed to Rov Rishonim, Taisus in Saita, Taisus in Megillah, who assume that Kriyas HaTorah is a Cheves Tzibur. Rav Bachber in Yevamos mentions another very fascinating issue. He quotes from Rav Chaim Brisker, when we require 10 people for Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaMegillah, Chazar Sashat, v'chulu v'chulu, so can I be somech on Ruba Kekulo? If I have a row of 10, would that suffice? So again, here, he presents the following Chakira, a very fundamental one. It's in Yevamos Simen Chaf Aleph in Bircha Shmuel. The Chakira is, whenever we require 10 people, namely Kriyas HaTorah, Mika Megillah, Chazar Sashatz. Do we assume that you need all 10 people in order to have a kiyum of these mitzvahs? And as long as you don't have 10 people, there's no chiyum of a Kriyas HaMegillah, there's no chiyum of a Kriyas HaTorah, there's no chiyum of Chazar Sashatz. Or no, can we perhaps argue that really the chiyum of Kriyas HaTorah, Mikra Megillah, Chazar Sashatz is chal on each individual? But the halacha is
that Einu Ne'emeres Ela Ba'asara. It requires 10 people in order for it to be realized, to be manifest. If you assume that the Chiyuv really is Dafka Idei Asara, of course there's no concept of Rubu Kekulo. Once you need a number, that number is Ma'akev. That number is indispensable. And therefore, if I have Rubu Kekulo, it would not suffice. The Chiyuv is Chal Dafka Idei Asara. But if you assume that the Chiyuv is a Chovas Yochid, but the Chovas Yochid has to be Mekuyim in the context of Asara, then it's hard to speak about Ruba Kekulo. In Kol HaTorah Kulo, we have a concept called Ruba Kekulo. But the question is, what is the nature of each specific din? Is it a din that requires Asara Noshim B'Yachad? Or no? The Chiyuv is Chal Kolecha B'Yachad, but the Kiyum of it is dafka in the context of Asara, and this would be a nafkamina regarding that matter, namely Ruba Kekula. So if you require Asara, again, Rav Chaim was makpid that when he did not hear Kriyas HaTorah, he held it was a Chavis Yochid, but you need a minion of Asara who did not hear Kriyas HaTorah. So apparently, in one respect, it's a Chavis Sibur, but he held it was a Chavis Yochid. So if he didn't hear the Torah, he made sure he got a minion together in order to be able to have that kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah. Looking forward to the Mishnah on Chav Gimel and Beis. So here again, there's another fascinating discussion among the Mishnayim. The Tais is right on the spot, discusses this issue, well-known position of Rabbi Natan. Tais is quotes Rashi, Bekuntris Pirish B'nei Adam. What's the case of person al Hashma? People who come B'veis HaKnesses, says Rashi, Achar Shehispalulu HaTzibur, and they want to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, so they require Asara. Rabbi Natam says, "B'shiva shaloshamu im shalosh acherim sagi." If I have 7 people who did not hear Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, with 3 others, that's sufficient. And he quotes from Maseches Sofrim, Rabbi Senu Shebemara Omrim B'shiva, and they have a scriptural basis for their position, namely the pasuk, "Before our pros be Yisrael, b'snad divon Baruch Hu Hashem." There are 7 words before Baruch Hu Hashem. And therefore, that is the basis for this position, since there are 7 words together with Baruch Hu Hashem. V'yesh omrim, some say afilu shisha, if I have 6. Because the word Baruch Hu is the 6th word. Now, when the time writes in Sefer HaYoshar, b'chamisha, even 5 people who didn't hear Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu is sufficient. And then Tosfos quotes V'nira Leimar. Tosfos says Afilu B'Shlosha Shelo Shamu. In other words, the pasuk before our pros be Yisrael, namely they didn't do that which they were supposed to do. So the pasuk says Yisna Devam Levarich Hashem, and only 3 words before our pros be Yisrael till the word be Yisna Dev, and then Tosfos quotes from Talmidei Rashi. Even 1 person who didn't hear Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu can also be Mekayim this din of Paris al Hashma. And even the one that heard ready can be Motzi, the others that did not hear. And the Tosfos ends by saying, Rabbi Natan lo yerotzu la'asos afilu la'atzmai. What's the understanding of these shitas that speak of 7, that speak of 6, that speak of 5, let's speak of 3, and perhaps even 1. So Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explained that those that hold 1 or 3 or 5 that did not hear Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, they assume that Kaddish and Baruch Hu is a Chavis Yochid. So even though there's no Tzibur that's Chayav a Rov Tzibur, they could still say a Davar Shebikdusha if there are 10 people, because the Chiyuv is a Chavis Yochid. But it's a Chavis Yochid, Sheinu Miskayim Ela B'Tzibur. But these shittas and tosfos hold 6 or 7 that did not hear Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, they hold it's a Chavis Tzibur. And mainly you require a Rov Tzibur or the entire Tzibur that did not hear Kaddish Baruch Hu. Those that maintain that three are sufficient, shelo shamu, because the davar shebikdusha, in order to create that, you need one person to invite others to say a davar shebikdusha. You need always a dialogue. Davar shebikdusha, Asalvesi always cited that the definition of that is hazman of aniya. One person invites the other to a dialogue. When you mekayin the pasuk, you need tashli b'toch b'nei Yisrael. You need a mazmin. You need a someone who responds, who's an owner. The kora zeh al zeh v'amar. So the shita that maintains that three are enough, because of a svara, one has to invite at least two others. Just what we find by the din of zimun, the gemara in shlosh she'achlum. Kishem Hashem Ekra Aten Havu Godel Elokeinu Gadol Hashem Iti Unramo Shmo Yachtav. But the one in Taisus who maintains that even one person who did not hear Kaddish Kedusha and Bracha can go ahead be Paris Al Hashma, because he contends that even one can be Mazmen Acherim, even though they're not Chayim because they already heard Kaddish Kedusha and Bracha. The one who says five contends, even though it's a Cheves Yochid, but the Mir cannot compel the Rov to be mazmin the rov to say a davar shebikdusha. So when you have mechza and mechza, 50-50, you don't have rov tzibur, so then the contention is that the five can be mazmin acherim to say a davar shebikdusha. But according to the Rishonim who say you need six or seven, as we explained, because it's a chayv tzibur, and you need rov tzibur, midin ruba kikudo, to say a davar shebikdusha. So now the question is whether the mazmin himself, the one who invites others to partake of this dialogue of this vinikdashti, is he also included in Rov HaTzibur? If you require that the one is mazmin the tzibur, then perhaps he's included. But if not, if you need that one of them should be mazmin Rov HaTzibur, you need seven who did not hear. If the mazmin is included, then six are sufficient. So the halacha we paskin that even if one person did not hear Baruch Hu Kaddish Kedusha, he can say Baruch Hu Kaddish Kedusha in a minyan, but he can't do Chazar Sashatz. Take a look at the Magen Avram, Simon Samertes, Ozdalit, and this we see on a pretty common, unfortunately, ongoing kind of basis. The only question is whether Kriyas HaTorah, and this is a subject of the Chayodim, and the Chayodim is found here on the Marmei Kamashi, he writes, his subject is, do you need 10 people who did not hear Kriyas HaTorah, or a Rov who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, or it's sufficient that one person did not hear Kriyas HaTorah? He writes over there, Tzorchi and Kulam Shamu Kriyas HaTorah, everyone heard. V'yesh Ezeb and Adam Shalosh Shamu, you have a small group that did not hear. Imut Ligro Sarapam Bishvilam. Can I take out a Sefer Torah for them? V'lo Domi the Prisa Shema B'Sim and Samach Tes. It's not the same as Paris Al Hashma. Tahasim Kol Yochin Mechuyav Osa Bracha. There each individual has the same Chiyav. Abel Hocha, but here, Kriyas HaTorah, Achiyav, Raksha Yishma, Kriyas HaTorah. The obligation is to hear Kriyas HaTorah. V'achacham she'tiknu she'yivarach mishin kvod HaTzibur. And Chazal ha'masakeh in the bracha mishin kvod HaTzibur. V'yesh lomar, the Chayodim says it could be, lo tiknu elok she'kol HaTzibur chayodim b'kriya. Only when the entire Tzibur is obligated in Kriyas HaTorah. Avoloi b'shul yochid. But for an individual, perhaps that would not be the case. V'tzorachiyon, so the Chayodim blinds by Yitzorachiyon. So according to Rav Chaim Briska, he held Kriyas HaTorah as a Cheves Yochid. Obviously, according to him, even if there'd be one person that did not hear Kriyas HaTorah, that would suffice. It's brought down in a number of Svarim that a Maaser Rav, Rav Chaim Briska, once came to the city of Lodz in Poland. And for the Shachris, they were looking for a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. So one person said, a rov minyan of people who did not hear Kriyas HaTorah, there certainly is. So we can begin Kriyas HaTorah. So Rav Chaim Bris said, no, but the Chayodim has a suffix, Tzorachiyun. Namely, if all of them or most of them heard Kriyas HaTorah, and there's a rov minyan that did not hear, can you read once again for that rov minyan? Or maybe there's a need for 10 people, Shadayim Lo Shama, Kriyas HaTorah. So that Talmud Chacham told Rav Chaim that there's a Ran. The Ran passed the name of the Ramban. It's enough to have a Rav Minyan. So Rav Chaim responded, there's no such Ran. There's no way Rabbi Nissen could have said that. So this Talmud Chacham took out a Gemara Megillah and the Ran of Daf Gimel and read the words of the Ran, which are in front of you. Ramban, the Ran quotes the Ramban. But Ramban Zal Kosav Shein Zu Raya to Kolosim the Kahoshiv Hosav B'Mishnah Megillah Chayva Siburim. Ramban says that the Mishnah and Daf Chav Gimel is talking about things that are Chayva Sibur. Vei Naisim Aysam Elam Kain Basara Aruba Mechuyim B'Davar Gon Shalosham U'Kadosh U'Baruch Hu. So the Ramban, the Ram quotes the Ramban very clearly in agreement with this Talmud Chacham. Aruba Mechuyim B'Davar. So Rav Chaim said, incorrect. That's not the way to read the Ran. That's not the way that the Ran should be read. And Rav Chaim read the Ran in the following fashion. For Ramban Zal Kosav Shein Zu Raya. The Kolaisim the Choshev Hosim Chavas Sibuhim Ve'inaisim Hosam El Kein Basara. And then you have to put a pause in the Ran. And then the Ran continues to say, Oruba Mechuyam B'Dava Kigon Shaloshamu Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ran that writes, Orubam is only going on Kadosh Baruch Hu and not on Kriyas HaTorah. So if it comes out, according to the way Rav Chaim understands, the Ran, quoting the Ramban, Kriyas HaTorah, that's mentioned in the Mishnah, Chav Gilu Mabez, is Dafka, one of the things that is a Chayv HaSibur, and Memela, and Eisim HaSam, Elam Kain, Basara. That requires Dafka Minyan, Kriyas HaTorah, and only if there are 10 people who did not hear Kriyas HaTorah, then there's an obligation of Kriyas HaTorah. And then Rav Chaim Briska said to that Talmud Chacham, you think I'm a baki in all the words of the Ran throughout Kol HaTorah Kula? One thing I know, that Avraham Danzig, the author of the Chayodom, he was one of the Peskei Ador, Nisha B'Tzor Chiyon. So there's no way there could be such a Ran who paskins not in sync with that. So this is a famous, very well-known issue. And the question whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayv HaSibur, which is the position of Rav HaRishonim, or Chayv HaYochid, this idea that Rav Chaim Briska presented, seems to be not in sync with a Gemara Maseches Sotah and Daf Lamed Tes and Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, Kevin Sheniftach Sefer Torah, Osu L'Saper, Afilu B'Dva Alocha. Gemara calls a Pasuk. Tesis there explains, he quotes the sites, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches that we mentioned earlier. Rav Sheshes Ava Mahada Ape Vigoris, Omar Inu B'Didu, Anam B'Didon, Umatzinu L'Meima, the Mahada Ape Shaini, Tesis says, Inami Rav Sheshes Shaini Mishum Dava Mori Inayim, Ava Potter Mikriya, Dvorm Shibichsav, Yata Rashoy, Lehemim Balpeh, and since he was Potter Mikriya Satela, even B'Shash Shmiya of Kriyas HaTorah, HaYochel Lasek B'Dvar Halacha. That's what he meant when he said, Anam B'Didan, Divrei Halacha, Dvarim Shebal Peh, Inu B'Didu, Dvarim Shebichsav. But Tesis goes on to say, Miyu Mistabra Kepir Shabin Chananel, that Dafka Rav Sheshes, who's Tairosu Umnuso, but we pass him like Rabba, or like Rava rather, Omer Rava Kim Shenitach Sebetela, Osu L'Sapra Filu B'Dvar Halacha. So, Tesis, according to his first teretz, assumes that since Rav Sheshes was a Summa, was blind, a Summa is part of Kriyas HaTorah, so whoever has a Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, there's no question he's obligated to listen as part of the Tzibur. But according to the other two Tzibur in Tesis, the old Isser of Asur L'Saper HaFilu B'Dvar Halacha is going dafka on a situation where there are not 10 people who are listening, or a person is learning B'Kol Ram, or Ein Torah Asur Umnuso, Masha'enken, if one of these tenuyim, one of these conditions is not there, is not extant, then one will be allowed to be mesapib divrei Torah, the emtzei kriyas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Beis and Arachayim, Kevin Shehizkel HaKori Likro B'Sefer Torah, Osu L'Saper HaFilu B'Divrei Torah. Once the Balkari begins to read, you're not allowed to talk, even with V'Alocha, HaFilu Ben Gabra L'Gabra, HaFilu Mishlim Hu HaPasha, V'yesh matirim ligros palacha, some say we do it quietly. V'yesh omrim, some say, shim yesh yudit saisi, if there are 10 people that are listening, so then mutal asapir v'divrei Torah. V'yesh matirim, the Shulchan Aruch says, l'misha terasu umnuso. V'yesh matirim, l'misha kredim, shenichla sefer Torah, machzir ponu v'mar atzmo, shenirotsu l'shmua sefer Torah, l'likros, u'maska likros. And the Mechaber then quotes a famous din, which is the subject of a big machlokus among the poskim. Can one be yotze the mitzvah shtayim mikov echad targum B'shas kriyas hatayon, the mechaber says yes, the goyin says no, a well-known machlokas. So the Bi'a Alocha already asked the kasha that how does it help that you're going to be goris b'lachash? But still, there's a mitzvah to hear kriyas hatayon. And if you're going to learn privately, you won't be able to hear kriyas hatayon. Even if there are 10 people who are listening, how does that help regarding your obligation? Every individual has a chemes yochid, takonas ezra. And therefore, because of that, this halacha pashtus is going to be set aside. So the Bi'a Alocha is asking a very good question. The chiyuv of shmiyah of kriyas hatorah is a chemes yochid on each individual. So what's the makom lahokel? So there's one maskana Rav Soloveitchik said one has to come to from all these shitas. Even if a person is a chelik of a tzibur, there's no obligation on each individual to hear kriyas hatorah. The ikur kiyum of the takon of Ezra, that the Torah has to be read in front of the tzibur, that one who wishes to hear the Dibrei Torah, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama, vayelchu shlosh yomim b'lomayim, kem shalchu shlosh yomim b'lo Torah, nilu, there should not be a situation 3 days go by without involvement in the study of Torah. But there's no chiyum on the tzibur to hear. And that's muchrach from all the heterim that are mentioned by the Balei HaTesis. So certainly someone who's not part of the tzibur, there's no din of listening to kriyas hatorah on each yochid. And even according to the Rambam, that's mashma, that he's cholik on all these shittas, and he assumes that the chov hashmiyah is on each yochid. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Beis, Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Tes, kevan shehischol hakori likros patorah, asur lesaper afilu bedvar halacha. El hakol shomim v'sholskim mesivim libam l'mashu kore. Shenem b'yoznei kolam elaseh v'teirah. So you see from the Rambam that the Isur of talking dvar halacha is extant. Hakol shomim v'sholskim mesivim libam. So apparently there's a chiyuv shmiyah kol hatzibur. But you have to assume that the chiyuv of shmiyah according to the Rambam is not so much mitzad the takonas ezra, because otherwise why would I need a separate drasha that the Rambam cites? Maybe that's the entire mitzvah of kriyas hatorah. Whoever does not hear it is not mekuyim, is not mekayim, rather the ikur cheves kriyas hatorah mitzat takonas sezer, bal korcha, Rav Soloveitchik said, even according to the Rambam, the ikur chiyuv of chov hashmiyah is within kavod hatorah. But mitzat the ikur chiyuv of takonas moshe and ezra, there's no chiyuv of shmiyah whatsoever. It's enough that the kari reads the Torah before the tzibur, and anyone who wants to join, anyone who wants to be a part of it, can listen to Dibrei Torah. And that's based on the halacha of kavod hatorah. So that's only relevant to someone who's there in the tzibur b'shas kriyas hatorah. But there's no chiyuv to come to the shul dafka to hear kriyas hatorah. So it's mashma that kriyas hatorah is a chevat tzibur. And that would seem to be against the position of Rav Chaim Briska. So, Agoyin Yomech Soloveitchik Zatzal, the father of the Rav and the son of Rav Chaim Briska, suggested that these dinim that I mentioned, all the heterim that I learned from the fact that Rav Sheshis was learning Torah, B'shas Kriyas HaTorah, is going dafka in a situation where you would say the chayiv of Kriyas HaTorah. But in a chanami, someone who did not yet hear Kriyas HaTorah, it seems to be obvious that all these heterim would not be relevant. So this is a fascinating issue regarding Kriyas HaTorah. Is it a chayiv HaTzibur that seems to be the pashtus of the Mishnah Megillah and of Chav Gilma Mavez, or is there a market to say that perhaps it might even be a Cheves Yochid in sync with the position of Agoyin Rav Chaim Briska?